You are listening to episode 806. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, customized around a weekly theme, so you can explore a topic in depth and really master it using different meditation techniques. You never know what might work for you, so I encourage you to be a little adventurous and daring and try some techniques that you may never have considered doing before. This happens to be the final episode in a 7-part series on slowing down. And throughout this series, we've explored how to outsource, automate, and optimize different areas of your life. We had an interview with Ari Mizell, the author of the book, The Art of Less Doing, One Entrepreneur's Formula for a Beautiful Life. And you can listen to that episode, which was Tuesday's episode, and that was episode 802. Well, in today's meditation, you're going to be guided as you walk. And this is a slow down walking meditation. I share a walking meditation with you every Saturday on the podcast because I like to reward you for all the work you've been doing throughout the week as you explore different topics using different meditation techniques and incorporating them into your life. And I also like to get you outside in nature so that you can connect with your environment. It's one thing to be seated in your nice meditation space where you're likely not interrupted and everything is just beautiful and calm. Well, it's not so hard to become calm in a situation like that. It's much more of a challenge to take your meditation into your life, where you walk past people who kind of snarl at you, or you hear loud traffic, somebody's muffler needs to be changed, and you see trash, and you see pollution, and you see things that don't uplift you. So you take the different techniques you've learned in your meditation ritual, and you apply them in your life. You can only do this when you practice, because when you're in the midst of your everyday life, it's sometimes difficult to manage stress triggers. It's all too easy to revert to reacting in a way that you're not always so proud of. So take your meditation ritual out into your day, out into the world around you today. Now, I know it's not always possible to get yourself outdoors. Sometimes the weather isn't the best, and sometimes you just can't get outside. In that case, I encourage you to open up a door or window as you meditate. You're still bringing the outdoors inside, especially you are weathering the elements, which is important to not always put a layer between yourself and the outside environment. If it's cold, just bundle up inside as you open a window or a door. If it's hot, as it is, as I record this meditation in Florida in the summer, which is very hot and humid, just put a fan on in your room and just feel the heat. It's all good. Now, as you begin this walking meditation, I want you to know you can find all the different meditations and techniques and references that I've mentioned in this 7-part slow down meditation series. You can find it at my website, which is at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there, just look for the Slow Down Meditation Series in the podcast tab, and you will find everything you need for this series waiting for you there, including a free private Facebook group where meditators from around the world connect, going through different weekly challenges customized around the theme. And it's a way for you to ask questions, receive inspiration, and just stay in touch with other people who are going through the different series just like you are. Now, if you've meditated with me for a while, you know how incredibly dynamic meditation is. It's in no way passive. So as you do your walking meditation today, you'll be taking in a lot of your surroundings, exploring your different senses as you do this walking meditation. We begin every meditation the same way, whether you're seated or you're walking. It's with you standing still. If you're seated and you can't make it outside, just visualize yourself meditating in your favorite location outside. So stand firmly if you're walking. If you're seated, just sit where you are, connected to the chair you're seated on or the ground, and begin to relax the different areas of your body where you may be harboring stress. Straighten your spine. Close your eyes. Keep them just slightly elevated to keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Squeeze your feet and relax them. Squeeze your calves and relax them. Tighten your knees and relax. Tighten your thighs, squeeze them, and relax. Squeeze your hips, tighten and relax. Squeeze your stomach muscles, tighten it, and relax. And when you relax, make sure you feel that relaxation. Feel the contrast between the tightening and the squeezing and activating your energy. And then notice the contrast between the relaxation where you feel the stillness. Now squeeze and relax your arms and your hands. Make fists with your hands. Squeeze your triceps and your biceps. Relax and feel. Can you feel that difference? Now squeeze and tighten your chest muscles. Really squeeze and tighten. And relax and feel. Squeeze and tighten your back. Relax and feel the difference. Squeeze your shoulders. Really feel this area where we often hold so much tension. Focus on it and relax. Squeeze and tighten your neck and your throat. And relax and feel. Squeeze and tighten your jaw. Relax it and feel the difference. Scrunch up your face. Squeeze your eyes shut. Tighten your face. Move it around. Activate it. And relax and feel the difference. Beautiful. Now just notice how you're feeling right now before you've even started your walk. It gets you in the kind of mood to be relaxed and receptive as you move out into the world. You can open your eyes and begin to walk, noticing how your feet fall on the ground in front of you, noticing your posture, noticing how you hold your head and your body. Not trying to hold it in a particular way, just go with how you naturally carry yourself. Notice your breath. As the air flows in to your body, entering your nose, it's likely cool and refreshing. And as you exhale through your nose, feel the heat of the air escaping your body. Consider how everything around you inhales and exhales in its own way. The plants, the people you pass, even machinery, technology takes in energy and releases it. So you are interconnected as you inhale and exhale with your breath. Notice the colors around you. How do they make you feel? Maybe there is a lack of color. It may be more muted. Where I live, the colors are vibrant. Red, pink, peach, colors of hibiscus and bougainvillea and bright green leaves of banana trees. Where are you? What are the colors like where you are? Notice the sounds you hear around you. As you slow down, you can only notice the nuances, the details when you slow down. And often the results and the real difference and change you're seeking is in the details. And you only notice that when you slow down. Listen to the sounds that are very distinct. Notice how they impact you. I And notice the sounds that are soft and barely audible, but they're still there. Try to focus exclusively on the faintest sound around you. Notice the air on your face. Notice the temperature of the air. Become aware of how all these sensations make you feel. They either help you to feel more anchored and rooted and connected to yourself, or a little pulled away from yourself. The distractions can take you away from your focus. Just notice, not judging, just observe. It's all information. That's all. See if you can move yourself closer to those anchors that support you. Maybe it's the beautiful view in front of you. Maybe it's the thoughts you're thinking, or the way you feel being outside. Focus your attention as much as possible on what uplifts you and connects you to your true inner nature. Continue your walking meditation, just noticing your surroundings, filtering your surroundings to become aware of how they influence you and how you can manage your reactions to all the different sensations going on around you. I've so enjoyed sharing this slowdown meditation series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.